The present study aimed to compare the effectiveness of dialectical behavior therapy and schema therapy on interpersonal cognitive distortions in patients with borderline personality disorder. This study employed a quasi-experimental methodology with a pretest postest design and parallel groups. The statistical population comprised all patients diagnosed with borderline personality disorder who referred to clinics, psychiatric hospitals, and psychological and counseling centers in the city of Tehran during the years 2024 to 2025. The study sample consisted of 45 patients who were selected through purposive non-random sampling and were then randomly assigned to three groups of 15 participants each, two experimental groups, and one control group. The first experimental group received group schema therapy in 16 sessions of 60 minutes, and the second experimental group received dialectical behavior therapy in 16 sessions of 60 minutes, while the control group did not receive any therapeutic intervention during the study period. The data collection instruments included the Structured Clinical Interview for Personality Disorders, the Borderline Personality Questionnaire, and the Interpersonal Cognitive Distortions Scale. The collected data were analyzed using repeated measures analysis of variance. The results indicated a significant difference between the effectiveness of the two therapeutic approaches in the components of unrealistic expectations, p equals 0.03, rejection in interpersonal relationships, p equals 0.001, and the total score of interpersonal cognitive distortions, p equals 0.001. Such that the reduction in these components and the total score of interpersonal cognitive distortions was significantly greater in the schema therapy group compared to the dialectical behavior therapy group. Accordingly, it can be concluded that schema therapy, compared to dialectical behavior therapy, is more effective in reducing interpersonal cognitive distortions in patients with borderline personality disorder, and can be considered an efficient intervention for improving the cognitive and interpersonal patterns of these patients.